give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Cause it's me.
Honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I thank God for him. I thank God for my wife, who is here after working at nights. We thank God for her, that God would strengthen her to grace us on this worship day. We thank God. I greet everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Jermaine T. Street of St. John Deliverance 2. My service to you is a prophetic and deliverance ministry that is anointed to make a difference for your life. I thank everyone for taking the time to allow God to minister to you through this podcast. If you desire personal prayer, connect with me or message me on Facebook under Jermaine T. Street. Or you can go to our website at jastreet.org, and God will love to minister to you and bring your desire to pass. God is ready to give your desire. Say amen.
Amen.
God is ready to give your desire. He's ready to do it. He's burning to do it. He's like being very hungry in the middle of the night and you cannot go. And you want to just run downstairs and get something to eat. That's how ready he is. You know that chicken is in there. You know that sandwich is inside the refrigerator. You know the pizza with the extra cheese is laying, waiting for you. And you're sitting there hungry, and you're not waiting. You're going to satisfy your desire. Well, God is ready to give your desire. Mark 11, chapter 24, verse, it reads, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and you shall have them." Whatever you're desiring when you pray, believe that the power of God would allow you to receive that desire, that thing inside of you. See, that's that place that a preacher can't go. Your parents can't go. Your friends can't go. It's in your heart. The heart is the seat of all your emotion. We have to learn to be emotional about God, just like we're emotional about things we enjoy naturally. We enjoy food. We enjoy going out. We enjoy our cars. We like friends and we like basketball. But with God, we have to learn to have the same desire. And God wants to fulfill your desire. Give it to you. Also, God guarantees that you will receive the desire that is within you. He puts this thing on your heart. But what happens is ignorance, doubt, disbelief, fear, the devil come to suffocate your desire. Tries to press it down. Tries to crush it. But guess what? It's still here. The enemy can't destroy anything unless you allow him to. He don't have power over you. He don't have a voice over you. If it's God, then it got to come to pass. It has to. So it's important to pray, because your prayer to God will make God's power available in your life. We need the power when we pray, so then when we stand before the enemy, the power is present to cut down the enemy. The enemy is Satan. The enemy is demonic presence. The enemy is lies. The enemy is generational curses. The enemy is ignorance. The enemy is fear. The enemy is being bashful and timid. The enemy is got you thinking all the wrong way. God is ready to give your desire. According to John 14, 12 through the 14th verse, and the focus will be the 13th verse. John 14, 12 through 14th verse. It reads, verily, verily, this is Jesus talking. John 14, 12 through the 14th verse. John 14, 12 through the 14th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. He that believeth on me, Jesus is saying, if you believe on him, the works that he does, you will do it also. If you're convinced in your mind, then you'll do it through in your body. If you're convinced in your mind, you will do it through your hands. You will do it through your feet. If you're convinced, if you believe here in your mind, if you believe in your heart and you're confessing this thing, it will come out of your body. Start moving in your limbs, right? I believe I'm hungry. I believe it. But I'm tired. I'm not feeling good, right? If you're sick and hungry, you're not inclined to go get something to eat because you're feeling too sick. But you know you're hungry, so someone brings something for you because you don't have the ability to get out of bed. But let's just say you are fully able. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not sick. And you know you have this desire. And all of a sudden, you're hungry. And you get up and you go get it. Why? Because then while you was hungry, right? All of a sudden, I feel kind of hungry. Then all of a sudden, the stomach starts talking to the mind, hey, man, I'm hungry. And the mind starts saying, I'm feeling like some sushi right now with some wasabi. Yes, sir, that sounds pretty good. Wasabi and soy sauce. Oh, I'm feeling like a piece of steak right off the grill. And and I love some fried chicken. And I like to get chicken tenders with the honey barbecue sauce. Yeah. Now you start confessing. You start speaking in the atmosphere. We start prophesying, Noni. We start prophetically saying what we're going to do. And that prophetic word is in the air now, along with your desire. And voila, you start to get up, I know what I want, and you produce by the move of the Spirit of God what you do want. What about when somebody say, "Now you can't have that"? Now you don't like that, do you? Right? Now you're looking at mommy and dad, y'all the enemy. Because I really wanted some of them Fruity Pebbles right before church started. But now you tell me I can't have none. I can't do this. I can't do that. That's what the devil does. The devil will shut you down in your mind, though. I can't do that. I don't have enough money. I won't be able to make it. I'm nothing. I'm not this. I'm not that. They get all the cards over there. I don't get nothing over there. I need somebody to make a way for me. I need somebody to give me something. God said, "I've already given you everything pertaining to life and godliness." So you have to believe on Christ, the works that he does. And he said, not only if you believe on Jesus Christ, the works that he does, Kay, but you will do greater works than what he has done. Because he's with the Father. He's interceding on your behalf. He's whispering in the Father's ear for you. 13th verse reads, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Whatever you ask in his name, Kolia, whatever you do in the character of Christ, he will do it for you. He will gain glory out of it. Whatever you ask, it don't say anything. Whatever you desire. Could it be something wicked and evil? It could. In all honesty, yes, it could. That's the glory about God. He's a gentleman. He's not going to stop your desire. You have to stop it. He's not going to erase things that you know is not of God. He wants you to come willingly to him. You would think, "Hey, man, I can't think like that." And, oh, yes, it can. Don't deceive yourself. But if you feed that thing your wickedness, your sin nature, yes, it will come. That's why it says to be carnally minded is death. You cannot feed that part. Don't feed the enemy what he's saying. Feed God what he's saying. Whatsoever he says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name. But however, whatever you're desiring, it's not in his name when you're in sin. It's in the selfish realm. So you're doing something, your desires are there, but it's going to be fulfilled according to yourself. And then we know what's going to, the results of it is death. But if we take our desire and give it to God, the results of it is a guaranteed life, eternal life, the desires of your heart. "Hey, man, I want to have a beautiful home. I want to have a successful marriage. I'm looking to have plenty of money in the bank so every need is met. I don't want to see my kids suffer." I was studying last night. I said, "Lord Jesus, what am I doing?" I looked at people that I looked at 20 years ago. They were doing their thing. In 1993, two men, they're of the world. I'm just going to say that. They're of the world, right? These people, I need you to pay attention. These people are of the world. But I just want to make a point. If you keep celebrating somebody else and not celebrating the God in you, you're going to miss out on God. If you don't praise God, you're going to miss out. So I looked at Snoop and Puff Daddy, Sean Combs. I looked at both of these gentlemen over 20 years ago. They were making music. They were one of the hottest. They were both hot artists, and they were doing their thing. Both of them had kids in the early 90s while I was young in my early 20s. But I wasn't sowing into anything and producing anything. They did. And not only that, they had children that now today, their sons have both gotten scholarships. Not only that, I thought, "Hey man, these guys are knuckleheads, they ain't about nothing." Not only that, their boys are honor roll students, straight A's. I said, "Wait a second, God, something not right. This man done made music and all this stuff." I'm trying to tell y'all this for a reason. What they're producing is deception. They're feeding you garbage, then going home and feeding their own kids was right. You think when they make the music that that's what they do. No, they're not. They know that foolish people like it, so they feed foolish people the garbage and go home and feed their kids what's right. Both their sons are honor roll students and got scholarships to major universities, and nor did their parents have to go to the school and say, hey, give my son a scholarship. That's not what happened. These boys went out and worked hard and put the effort into their books and did what was necessary to go to the next level. So sometimes we think, oh man, they got something more than we. No, they don't. They don't have more than what you have. You got two legs, right? You got some toes, you got feet, you got a heart, you got lungs, you got blood in you, you got a brain on your head. And they got both their parents. What's different? The difference is slothfulness, the ability to work, to do what's necessary. You got Christ, and if you ask in his name, he said, I will do it, Kaniah. He said, if you ask, in the 14th verse, he reads, if you shall ask anything in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. That's why I said, God is ready to give your desire. John 15:7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Listen to it again. If you abide in me, Jesus. Okay, Jermaine, if I abide in Jesus and his words, if Jesus' words abide in me, right? If I allow him in my heart, if I learn to learn him in my heart, if I get emotional about Jesus, get emotional about him. When you get emotional about him, you know I got to be down on time. I got to be ready before time. I got to get my place in order because we're going to uplift the name of Jesus. I don't care who come in the door. I'm here because God said this is our time. This is my season. And so therefore, I'm going to plant my feet where I'm supposed to be in time, in season, so God can bless me. Your blessing is not contingent on who come in the door. Your blessing is contingent on your obedience to him. So he says, get down here at 12 o'clock. Well, you have to get down here at 12 o'clock. You have to make it. You have to make your time. You have to obey God. You have to trust God. So if you abide in me, he says, and my words abide in you, just listen to this. Ye shall ask what ye will, whatever you feel like. And it will be done for you. And it will be done for you. It will. This is a promise of God. John 16:23. Just write it down. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask in the Father's name, he will give it you. James 1:5-6. Right? Man, I start wondering, years ago, I used to wonder, said, man, God, how are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? It's not making sense. How am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? How is God going to bring it past his desire? What is he going to do? I appreciate that. Thank you. You see that? That's all it takes. How is God going to give me his desire? I used to hear people say, oh, man, don't worry about it. I don't have to worry about it, but you do need to have some things in place. You do have to have a pure heart. Your motive got to be right. You got to have sin out of your life. Oh, yes. Some things, that's why he said, if you abide in me, that means you're doing what God is asking you to do. So, James, first chapter, 5th through the 6th verse. James, first chapter, 5th through the 6th verse. I'm going to read at the 4th verse starting. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You're not supposed to be like, I need this, I want this. We are people of no lack. We're not supposed to have lack. We have to get in place with God. So when you're patient with God, that you may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. We should not be wanting nothing. We should have a reservoir of what God has blessed us with. So if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Anything that you ask God, you can have it. You don't know how to do something, Lord, teach me. Teach me, right? You may start off in your prayer just talking to God, between you and God, just talking. Sometimes God will minister to you right there. But guess what? Sometimes God is doing something with somebody over there. And I might need to listen to what God is saying over there so I can get it in here. He said, everything's in the earth. I've given you everything pertaining to life and godliness. Where you think you're going to find it at? You think it'll be found under the rock outside somewhere? No. God blesses people already. So sometimes it might come in my prayer time right here in this room. Sometime I'm out in the street or I'm bumped into so-and-so and look what God is doing. I met the man the other day. He said, man, I needed to see you today. He saved. He got a pastor and I gave him a word from God. So he bumped into me. So God was doing something with me that I gave to him. And it blessed his life. It can work either way. That's why you don't need to worry about how it's going to happen. Just know who he is. Just know who God is. Just know him. Get to know him. Seek after him. Pursue him. Drool over him. Giggle over him. Like a young puppy love. That's how you should be in a relationship with God. That's how you should be in a relationship with God. I'm not saying that in jokes. I'm serious. You have to learn to love God. You have to have a heart for him. For let not man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Sixth verse. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. So when you're asking in faith, you can't have nothing wavering. I'm asking God, but I don't think I can do it. You can't waver. You can't be double-minded. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. There's no direction in your life. You just go everywhere. This is happening now. Oh, look what just happened to me now. This is happening. Now what does that mean? In other words, circumstances determine what you do in life. You only respond to the circumstances when really the circumstances need to respond to you. I'm talking about the God in you, not the selfish you. I'm talking about the God in you. 1 John 3:22. God is ready to give your desire. God is ready to give. But we got to pray. We got to ask. We have to knock on the door. We got to be persistent with God. We can't be wavering. We can't have any doubt. We can't. We have to keep pursuing him. 1 John 3:22. 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. So whenever I ask, part of the deal is that you keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What is pleasing in his sight? Who can tell me? Give me an answer. What is pleasing in his sight? Come on.
Obedience.
Obedience is good. What else?
Faith.
Faith is the number one thing. Faith, which includes your obedience. Faith, why? Because the Bible says faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we already know what's pleasing in his sight. Your faith. Your faith. That means what? Faith in what? Faith in him. Faith in his word. 1 John 2:14. 1 John 2:14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. God will give those things of God to people who are strong. Remember, I said sometimes God may not be giving me something in prayer, but I might go out and God may have something in somebody else's life that will benefit me. Well, that's what's going on here. John had wrote the letter to the people. He says, I've written unto you because you know him. They're all right. He feels good in the relationship that these people have with God. And not only that, because they're strong in God too, right? They also show that they're not wavering in their faith. They don't show any timidity. So John is willing to pour out to these people some more of God was doing with him. And they have the ability to overcome the wicked one. Matthew 7:7. Matthew, this is my favorite verse. You should remember this for life. Highlight this for yourself. This is a good one to highlight. Matthew 7:7. Abba shakarabasa. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Whatever you desire, whatsoever ye desire, you have to knock. Look at the methods of seeking God you have to do. You have to knock on doors sometimes. You got to be walking feet tired, but the Bible says, don't faint in doing well. Don't get faint. Don't get weary when you start doing well. Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't stop, right? I'm getting up praying every day. I'm sick of praying. I ain't seeing nothing from God. Now you acting double-minded. You're supposed to keep on believing in spite of what you see naturally. Why? Because this is in the spirit, and it's just a matter of time for God to give you your desires. Say amen. Matthew 7:7. This is a popular scripture. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh and it shall be opened. There's one thing I don't read in the text. It says if you quit, then he gonna give it to you. It don't quit. You can't quit. If you quit, there ain't nothing gonna happen. Not only that, you're doing more than just trying. You got to believe. When you get down on your knees, you believe that you got this thing. So when I always say, you got to do more than try. You got to supersede your trying. Because God has said, don't you quit on me, because I'm right there. I'm a present help in the time of trouble. Go above and beyond what you're able to see. Don't you quit on God, because God has not quit on you. Or what man is there of you whom, if the son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Right? If you had your, if Jace was gotten to a certain age, and he said, Daddy, I need something to eat. Are you going to give him a stone? No. All right then. Well, what about those that's in favor with God? Just because we accepted Jesus Christ, we are justified in Christ. We are in favor with God. And so if I'm going to God asking and seeking, and I got things in my heart that he knows, that, and I'm asking God, help this thing, bring it to pass, then God is able to do the same thing. He better than what I can ever do. My thinking is not like his thinking. My wisdom is foolishness to him. There's nothing about me that God, if I go to him, he will not do. He will do. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them who ask? The Father in heaven is a good God, and he's ready to give to you. Therefore, last verse, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law of the prophets. And I put that in there because it sounds a little different. But whatever you desire when you pray, whether it's friends or I don't care, whatever it is. Now, guess what? The test comes when that power is in you. The word of God, it's in you, right? I done prayed, I'm ready. But the enemy gonna come to try to take that out of you. But therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men, so however you want people to treat you, you should do to them. You don't have to go out of your way trying to please everybody, but who God allows in your life, you have to treat them how you want to be treated. If you acting all funny like, you acting like that, guess what's going to happen? Folk going to treat you the same way. They're going to treat you the same way. If you going to act like showing love and kindness and not show no ill towards people, in spite of your views, that's what made Jesus so. He had a view. How do I know Jesus had a view? Because he said, I only do what I see my Father do. But he always found himself, the people always found him amongst the sinners. They would say things like, man, this guy should know that this is a prostitute. But Jesus was like, leave them alone. All the time. He didn't shoo them away because he said, listen, girl, back up. He didn't back them up because he had a far view of the Father. He knew these people need healing. So the focus is to do the work of God. He not in his flesh. We only worried about folk like that when they in their flesh, when they not saved, when they're not abiding in the word, and we know that we can't let that person out. They need to be in the presence of God some more. So God is ready in March 2015 to give you your desire. Are you going to get in prayer? Are you going to make the power of God available for your life? Are you going to get down on your knees daily? Are you going to say yes when temptation come before you? Or are you going to say yes to God? Are you going to start covering and concealing your life? When you expose your life, your physical body, you're saying what you're saying it. And you're saying what's in your heart. Right, Kadesh? How a person dresses determines their intelligence. He told me that that determines somebody's intelligence. It also shows your obedience towards your parents. It does. How you dress determines your obedience. I get to do whatever I want to do. Okay, do as thou will. That's Satan. That's not God. And if I was you, I would conceal yourself. Cover yourself. Watch how you talk. Listen to me. Watch how you talk. Because the devil is ready to get in your junk. Get you pregnant. Give you disease. Take your manhood. All kind of nonsense. Bust a cap in you. The devil is waiting for you to be foolish. To catch you not in the wisdom of God. He's waiting. You think ain't not going to happen. Ain't okay. When I was on the phone with the lady who paid her bill, when I was doing mortgages, and the lady paid her, she said, oh, I haven't paid my bills in 90 days. I know, but my daughter was raped at the University of New Mexico. You don't know what the devil, she didn't plan for your child. Nobody planned for that mess. But you got to be smart. Oh man, I was there in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, it's not. Sometimes when you have a relationship with God and the Holy Ghost, he will talk to you. He will tell you to conceal yourself. How the enemy wants to, his desire is to seek you as wheat. When you have a relationship with God, he will keep that mess from you. It's truth. We got testimony of people said, oh man, I was going to work that day, but the Lord didn't allow it because I got sick. And all of a sudden the building collapsed. I didn't go to work that day and so-and-so shot up the place. So-and-so had their daughter, or was the granddaughter one time, and the man kept begging the wife, oh, baby, baby, please stay home, please. I want you to stay home. She said, no, baby, I got to go to work. That lady, as soon as she went outside, he ran outside and shot himself in front of her. He had a plan to kill her and him. That's right. You don't play with the devil. Don't play with demons. Oh, what they look like. They look kind and nice. They use slick words. And you got to wake up and smell the coffee. You got to. This is the season. We're in the hour. We're in a season that the enemy is using. Y'all already exposed. Can I already brought to me one thing this morning? How they talking about this dress. It was all a ploy to get black folk off the focus of the death of Trayvon Martin. And they worked. Because we foolish. Black people in general, we foolish. We have to get educated. Not by going to college. I'm not saying not to go to college. But man, use your senses. Use your reasoning. Who cares? I saw that thing. I said, I don't care about that mess. Got no time for that. When you get busy for the Lord, you ain't got time for that foolishness. You ain't got time to lay on your tablet. You ain't got time to stay on the phone. You ain't got time to talk to somebody all day talking about how cute you are. You ain't got time. Your life is done. You're dying today. Not 20 years from now. Not 40 years from now. Today you're dying. Every single day you are dying. What do you think the dust come from? The dust is coming from dead cells off your skin. You are dying every day. And you're wasting time talking about nothing, talking about carnal things that are unto death. But God is saying today, hey, I'm ready to give your desire. Just get in the spirit. He ready. But you got to get in the spirit. You got to pray. You got to get in the word. And when you get in the word, you got to start acting on it in faith. Just start. Don't worry about what you didn't do yesterday. Start what you know to do today. And just go and start doing it and take one day at a time and build and build. And I'll come to you with a testimony and say, hey, guess what? Every day I'm getting stronger. I got muscles now. I'm standing in the Lord. My feet are planted. Nothing can move me. The winds came and the devil came and the lies came and the temptation came and nothing moved me because I'm planted in God and the Holy Ghost kept me. He brought up my tongue. He kept my mind. He kept my heart. He kept disease away. He's keeping me. He's strengthening me. When I can't, he's saying yes. That's what you have to do. He's ready to give you a desire, but you got to get in the spirit. Say, I have to get in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You got to get in the spirit and allow the Holy Ghost to walk you through. Yes. I thank God for everyone taking the time to allow God to minister to you through this podcast. If you desire prayer or a word from God, don't hesitate to connect with me on Facebook at Jermaine T. Street. And we look forward to hearing from you and looking forward to seeing God bless your life.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me. Oh.